Back in 93, the lots were purchased. There was some issues with that and trying to move the homes off and allowing people to live in the home they probably spent 40 years in. When asked at the county, these deeds were actually restricted. Dave Anderson took the lead for the city of Valley City to actually get into the CRS program to find ways to reduce our overall flood insurance costs. Dave Anderson worked for over a year with various state and federal agencies and county agencies to figure out all of the paperwork required to get in the CRS program. Valley City is now in it because of his good hard work. But in 2017, he asked for a list of FEMA properties from the state. And then he had a list from the city, and guess what? They didn't jive. And that really scared us all tremendously. We thought, what in the world's going on? It was more than just one property. There were other properties as well. So Dave Anderson, in his due diligence, buckled down and looked into it. Asked the State Department of Emergency Services, what's going on? Where did these addresses come from? We confirmed that the FEMA list is what FEMA thinks, is what FEMA believes is what was bought in the city of Valley City. And we used that as a benchmark to move forward. He worked with the county for long months, discovered that the county had not all of the deeds, but certain restricted deeds in a separate file. And in this particular case, this particular property, was the restrictions on the deed were filed in a separate file. So when we asked for the deed, they went to the regular deed file, pulled it out, and it didn't show anything. But indeed, there were restrictions on this lot. And that's how we found out that we made the mistake. Whenever you do something like this, you can look each other in the eye and say, well, no harm, no foul, nobody knows about it. If we just keep quiet, it'll be 20 years before anybody really finds it out. Well, we took a look at each other in the eye and said, we couldn't do that. You either talk to people about what you know, or you're hiding it, and you're somewhere down the road, you're going to get caught. We wanted to be honest with FEMA because, quite frankly, I'll look you all in the eye, without FEMA, Valley City wouldn't be here. FEMA is a tremendous partner in Valley City's flood fights. And without them, we would be hard pressed to do what we need to do for the citizens of Valley City. And because of that partnership, because of our respect for FEMA, we thought it would be only right, the only right thing to do is to let them know we found this. And that's where we're at today.